I want to give a brief shout out to my brother, Tom, who just got his first DSLR for Christmas. He got a Nikon D200. Woohoo! He got a 35mm prime lens with it, which I actually think is a better choice for a lens, for just a general all-purpose lens and a crop sensor camera. 35mm gets a little wider field of view than a 50mm. I think a 50 is nice for portraits and kind of artistic shots, but a 35 is great for just all-around use. So anyway, Tom, if you're listening, way to go on getting your first camera, your first DSLR camera, that is, and looking forward to all the other pictures you'll be taking. In fact, looking at Tom's initial photos inspired me to look around at objects around me kind of in a new light. And that's where this photo actually came from. Tom took some really cool pictures of an indoor Christmas scene a couple days after he got his camera. He got it for Christmas from his wife. And it was a perfectly normal scene. There was some porcelain figurines set up, and there was a few Christmas decorations. But it looked really cool, thanks in large part to his 35mm prime lens, which can get those big apertures and nice shallow depth of field. And just seeing that really basic Christmas scene from a new perspective, it kind of inspired me to look closer at other things around me that might not seem all that interesting, but could really be fun to photograph. So that led to this photo here. I was in a building on campus called the Noble Research Center, and it's got these cool louvered windows that can open and close, and you can kind of see them on the – well, no, you can't really see them here. But if you go to the blog, there's a link you can click on, or you can just Google Noble Research Center, and you'll see what I mean. But it's got these really cool windows that let in tons of light, and there's all these metallic and glass reflective surfaces. And it's hard to get a sense of the scale of what you're looking at with a 50mm lens and a crop sensor camera. The field of view is just too tight. You could take an iPhone in there and take a much better picture of the whole lobby than you could with this particular camera setup. So the challenge was then how to capture that, or at least get a sense of the grandeur of this room with such a limiting field of view on the camera. I thought a staircase might help to give a good sense of context here. And I saw this staircase with the nice shiny metal railing, and I thought it would be kind of cool to take a picture. So I went in close to the staircase, and I got down low and looked up towards the top of the ceiling, as opposed to downward or looking at something else like an elevator. And there was a lot of staircases to choose from, but I found this particular one that I thought would work well for a photo, and I think it does. I'm pretty pleased with it. I kind of like how your eye initially is drawn to the bottom left-hand side of the screen where you see the bracket holding the railing on, and then you kind of move upward following the railing towards the sky. And I think it's kind of cool, even though it's almost got it's almost like a black and white photo, but there's a little bit of color, and it all comes together, I hope anyway, to create kind of a cool sense of this. It's almost like a science fiction-y type of environment. My brother Phil, as I was putting this photo up, my brother Phil sent me a tweet that he was listening to the soundtrack to Metroid Prime, which is an old GameCube video game. And so I quickly pulled up that soundtrack, found it on YouTube, and it was kind of weird. I'm editing this photo and listening to this soundtrack of like alien space environments, and somehow the two kind of fit together. Anyway, as far as the details of the picture itself, I shot this at f4 to get a useful depth of field without getting without losing all the background. So you can still you have that nice railing and bracket that's in focus, and then the rest of it's nice and blurry, but you still get a sense of something else back there. And I used ISO 200 to get the image silky smooth while still retaining a fast shutter speed. And the lesson here is look for inspiration around you, even in unlikely places, particularly from people around you. I just watched a video from Mike Brown. He's a really cool photographer on YouTube. Tom also, shout out to Tom again. He likes Mike Brown's stuff. I like his stuff. He's a really cool, down-to-earth guy who just has a lot of useful tips and tutorials on YouTube for anybody, really, at any skill level. But he has an interesting video about how to photograph familiar situations in new ways. And one thing that I've found to be helpful is just to look at what other people are doing and talk to other photographers to see what inspires them and what they do. Everyone has their own unique style, and just talking to someone can give you a good idea of new things to try, as well as just looking around you at the world around you in a new light. You never know when you will be that inspiration to someone else, which is kind of a cool way of almost giving back to the photography community in your own little way as well.